Well, today we are here doing something very different, and I don't know if this is going to be something I'm going to do very often or not, because this does take a lot more effort than normal, but I thought it would be nice to maybe try doing the show as a YouTube video in addition to a podcast, just to see if it got more people to interact or whatever. If you're listening on your podcast app right now, you have no idea what I'm talking about. If you're listening on YouTube, then you may not know that we also have a podcast. But anyway, welcome back, everybody. This is the Trinity Continuum Airwaves podcast. My name is Corey Reynolds. I am your host. This is a show all about the Trinity Continuum. As you can see, I've even got my t-shirt on here today, all ready to go with Trinity Continuum. But, you know, one of the reasons why I thought it might be kind of cool to try out a YouTube video type format at least once is because, first of all, it gives you an easier way to interact than just simply calling into the phone line or sending an email. Posting a comment on YouTube is just buttery smooth and easy. You're already there watching the video. You just punch the button and boom, you've sent your hate-filled comment. I'm just kidding. You wouldn't send any hate-filled comments, would you? But anyway, so it just gives another way to interact. But also, I'm thinking about doing perhaps some more video content for the show, not necessarily as episodes of the podcast, but just companion content about how to build characters in the Trinity Continuum, how to set up complications, how to do all these roles and things like that you have to do, filling out a character sheet. I might do some of that kind of stuff in the future. And so I just wanted to see what the feasibility of doing a video production like this would be. And so anyway, thank you for putting up with me and giving a little patience on this particular episode of the show, because it is a little bit of a one-off. It is a little bit different. But as I said, YouTube comments are an interesting way to be able to interact with a show like this, just a more immediate way to interact. And so right off the bat, why don't we start with something that may get some people really interacting, okay? So I've been reading through the Eon book for Trinity Continuum, which this book is a beast, by the way. It is a lot of pages. It is really awesome. It has a lot of awesome artwork on the inside. I love the story of the setting and all of the stuff that goes along with Eon, the whole game of like Scions in the future. It's fantastic. Space opera, Babylon 5. Give me more of that. It's incredible. But I've been reading the settings chapter, and it has a lot of interesting setting information for places on Earth and off Earth with a whole lot of really cool story hooks. And we're going to get into more of those in just a moment. But as you read through some of these various locations in our world, of course, you're fast forwarding the clock by about 100 years into the future. And the writers of the game have to come up with what they believe these different parts of the world will be like in 100 years. And when you do that, there's always some potential for maybe offending somebody who really loves their country or something like that. You know, you're showing the place that they live in a light in the future that's not very flattering. And that has a potential to maybe offend somebody. I'm not offended by the Federated States of America and the sort of dystopian future that is envisioned for it here in the book. Although there may be some that would be, but I say, you know, this seems realistic to me. I mean, we definitely could end up in some sort of tyrannical future that looks a lot like the way this book lays it out, especially with the direction that things are going lately. But anyway, there is something here that I found potentially offensive. I know that Onyx Path and the writers do a good job of checking with people from various cultures, religions, things like that, to make sure that what they write is sort of gels with what they believe and they're not being offensive or whatever. But one potential place that you could find offense in that chapter is where it refers to the way that the Christian faith is being used in the FSA by the government, by the generals, in order to force this sort of like xenophobic cleansing, ethnic cleansing of aberrants and their supporters, and being very, you know, using the Christian faith to stir up a kind of violence. I do feel like that is a little bit unfair. Again, you could simply call it a cult and you would be fine with it, but by using the words Christian faith and attaching it to those kind of ideas, it just sort of flies in the face of what Christians know Christian doctrine to be, which is that you do not achieve salvation through destroying your enemies, but you achieve salvation through simply allowing Christ to save you. His sacrifice covers our sins. That is the entirety of salvation in the Christian message. So you could write all kinds of things about how Christians wanting to enact Sharia-like Old Testament law in their nation decided to punish those who were outside of the realm of biblical morality. And it would have made a whole lot of sense. But trying to tie some of that to salvation, I thought was really pushing it too far in an area that Christians reading this material would just kind of immediately take a step back and go, whoa, what in the world's going on here? So anyway, I don't know what you think about that. I know that Christianity gets a bad rap in some circles for being, you know, violence of the Crusades and things of that nature. However, when you talk about where salvation is, I don't think there's really any group anywhere that's talking about salvation through military action or violence or anything like that. That is just simply not a part of the Christian belief about salvation. So anyway, that's a kind of a minor gripe that I have with it. Of course, anytime you read something in a book like this and you find that you don't really like the way it's going, you ditch it for your own game, which is perfectly fine. Everybody does that in one way or another, and this would be one of those where I simply wouldn't go the direction that they went there if I were portraying the Federated States of America. But then again, I probably wouldn't put the Federated States of America in many games. That is one of the chapters that I didn't really find a whole lot of really cool story hooks. Now, I'm sure you could make up plenty, but it almost seemed like that chapter was trying to make almost like a political message rather than provide a lot of story hooks. But all through the settings chapter, there were a lot of story hooks. And so what are some of your favorites? Let me get to a couple of mine, and then we'll talk about maybe how you can give back some of your favorite ideas for what you could do with an Ion game. But, you know, a couple of things that I came up with as I was reading through the chapter, especially in the European chapter and looking at what's happened in France and other places with the crash of this Esperanza space station that's left this massive destruction and blight upon the land. I was immediately thinking about how cool it would be to play a game of like Mad Max in France, where the player characters are these scions who are driving their cool Mad Max vehicles into the wasteland to find some rogue aberrant hiding out in that horrible blighted area, and then doing battle with them. And you talk about the vehicle combat that you could have. So fun. It would be just an amazing couple of adventures there. And then you want to move on to something else, I'm sure. But just for a couple of adventures going through the sort of French wasteland and doing battle with, you know, worn out superheroes or corrupted superheroes. I just think that would be a whole lot of fun. The other idea I had, and just to know, I went the distance for you on this one. I explored my scary attic to find this old book. As I was reading through the Nippon chapter in the Eon book, I couldn't help but keep thinking about this old adventure from Shadowrun 2nd edition, Rinraku Arcology Shutdown. This is probably my favorite adventure, like published adventure, that has ever been written. So much exciting stuff here. You see themes from this through all kinds of media. Things like even the first Resident Evil comes to my mind as I think about it right now. But in the Nippon chapter, they talk about this group of people called the Unchained, who are trying to bring about actual sentient AI and releasing that on the world, you know, as sort of like information age terrorists, you know, bringing about an AI, which has been outlawed everywhere, you know. But what about in an area like Nippon, where they have all these, I almost said Rinraku arcologies, where they have all these arcologies everywhere? It's essentially the entire landmass. And, you know, one of those arcologies gets taken over by an actual AI created by these Unchained. And then all the people that are inside are trapped. They're being killed one after another by the various defense systems that the AI has employed throughout the place. There's doors locked down everywhere. The characters will be trying to break through security, open up locked doors, destroying, you know, maybe autonomous drones that are attacking people, and just moving masses of citizens toward an exit. I think that something like that would be a tremendous amount of fun. I don't know if it would be an entire campaign, but it would definitely be a fun couple of adventures. So those were a couple of the ideas that I came up with, but I would love to hear what you have come up with in Eon, maybe games that you have actually run, are running, or games that you would like to run one day. What sorts of ideas have you come up with? And share that with us, and we'll talk about those on the air next week, Lord willing. But, you know, what do you think about the way the various nations nations are portrayed 100 years in the future. What do you think of their portrayal of the Christian faith in the FSA chapter? Did it bother you? Did it not bother you? Do you think that that is something that is actually very accurate and that I'm the one off base? I just want to know what your opinion is. What do you think about it? Let's have a conversation about it. That's what makes it fun, you know? It's all right. You're not going to offend me. Hopefully, I won't offend you. But anyway, let's talk about these things. Like I said, leave a comment on the YouTube video. Hopefully, that works and this is not all for naught. Or give us a call at our call-in number, 678-369-3214, if you're in the U.S. And that just goes to an internet answering machine. It sends the audio to me. I put it on the show next week, and we can just have a talk about whatever it is you're interested in. You can also send an email to trinitycontinuumairwaves@gmail.com. That's just the name of the show, @gmail.com. You can send a text email. I'll read it on the show. Or you can send a recording of your voice if you want to be heard. Heck, you can even send a video. I might even be able to put that on here if we end up doing another video episode, which I really don't know if we're going to do that or not. This is a test, okay? This is just a test. But that's going to probably just about wrap it up for this episode. I'm glad you've joined us, whichever medium you have, and I can't wait to see you in the next one.